call this meeting of the Energy Policy Committee to order. A quorum is present. A vice chair is not present. House File 2834, when we make a motion and add the DE3, will become the Energy Omnibus Bill. I want to walk through what I think is in the bill and see if members had any questions about it. In Section 1, we have House File 3110, was the Hortman Bill. Ron Elwood from Legal Aid worked on with medically necessary electricity. Number 2, House File 2466, the Seltzer Bill on low-income families. Section 3, House File 2844 was a Morgan Bill on interconnection. I understand initially the department believed there would be a fiscal note, but we all have a fiscal note of zero, so the bill doesn't need to go to Ways and Means. Section 4 is House File 2884, the Garofalo Electric Vehicle Bill, and the Department of Commerce very kindly has indicated that they can absorb the $4,500 fiscal note, and so we'll get a revised fiscal note that says that that can be absorbed, and that won't cause the bill to have to go to Ways and Means either. Sections 5 and 6 are House File 2375, the Hortman Bill, Center for Energy and the Environment, on-bill repayment, and the longer-term planning provisions. Section 7 is House File 2666, the Garofalo Bill, exempting large solar facilities from the Certificate of Need requirements. No, it wasn't large solar facilities. It was facilities that are producing energy for out-of-state. And then Sections 8, 9, and 10, House File 2924, the Garofalo Bill, alternative review for solar generation facilities. Sections 11 to 13 are the Morgan Bill, House File 2918, regarding homeowners associations and solar panels. Section 14 is Representative Sarah Anderson's bill on Hollydale. And Section 15 is Roger Erickson's House File 2866 with modifications made by the chair to have the LEC take a broader look at alternatives to propane, not just piping natural gas, but weatherization and other alternatives. So that's the omnibus. As we think we have it constructed, we think we have the most current language for all of the bills, although Trevor Oliver, the DFL researcher, is checking to make sure we have the most current versions for Sections 11, 12, and 13, House File 2918, the Morgan Bill. There may have been some changes in civil law that we didn't pick up, and if the committee would be okay with moving whatever we did in civil law, we would add that, but we're going to wait for Trevor to tell us. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair. And I was just wondering, I have an amendment to have Minshew cover the DFL caucus's punctuality disorder this morning. Is that germane to the bill or not?
Representative Garofalo, I think what you need to do in order to cure the DFL punctuality syndrome is offer to bring coffee or donuts to a meeting. Generally, that would improve the timeliness of members.
Good, Madam
Representative
Chair.
Atkins.
I just have a point of personal privilege or a question. How would I phrase this question if I wanted to ask one of our able staffers a quick question? Can I just ask?
Fire away.
All right. Having laid the base for that, perhaps Mr. Strohmeyer or Ms. Faust could report to the committee who was the very first committee member in the room this morning.
Ms. Faust, who is the first committee member in the room today?
Actually, it was Representative Scott.
Who was the second?
All right, Representative Quam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Seeing that we're in this room working on an omnibus bill and soon to have someone else take the gavel, I just wanted to do a mic check.
Did we have problems when we had our beloved House File 956? All right, we have a vice chair now, so I can go there, or I can keep doing this.
You should keep doing this.
Okay, I'll
be in two committees passing two policies.
All right. Let's go through the amendments. We initially thought we needed to delete House File 2844 from the DE3. Let me just move the DE3 to, first I'll move the House File 2834 be re-referred to the General Register. And then I would move the DE3 amendment. All those in favor of the DE3, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Now, looking at the amendments to the amendment, we thought we had to delete House File 2844 because we thought we had a fiscal note. That's gone. And I don't know which amendment that was that we can get rid of, Mr. Eliff.
A6.
A6. So who has the A4? Is that me? What does it do? The A4 amendment changes the language from House File 2375 to incorporate additional compromises between the Center for Energy and the Environment and the utilities, if I understand correctly, or to conform to Senate changes. Any questions about the A4 amendment? Mr. Bowl, will you come to the table and tell us if it makes any substantive changes to the bill? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Mike Bowl with the Center for Energy and Environment. And you're correct that the couple of changes here that we're asking to be made were discussions that came up after we've left the committee here and gone to work on the bill in the Senate. So this would conform to provisions that we're working in on the Senate side. The first would be to broaden out the eligible lenders for an on-bill repayment. We realized we were overly restrictive. The Minnesota Municipal Utilities Association asked for the line on 1.6 to be added, and organizations like the Center for Energy and Environment, the Neighborhood Energy Consortium, nonprofit organizations, and others that provide lending facilities are covered by lines 1.7. And then in 1.9, we just wanted to make sure that that installers of projects would be able to access an on-bill repayment program on a non-discriminatory basis, so that there was some concern about opportunities for steering to certain kinds of contractors, and we wanted to be able to make sure everybody had a chance to.
Any questions from members about the A4? Representative Quam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In regards to the bowl testimony on this amendment, is there any clarification as to the expansion provided by 1.7? Not having been on the Commerce Committee, what other types of licensed entities does this include? In other words, I understand the joint venture by utilities, but the bold testimony didn't quite go into what expansion is in 1.7.
Mr. Ball.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Quam, it's actually organizations like ours that do, we're a nonprofit organization that provides financing for projects. We didn't realize in our original language that we were excluded from participating in our own bill. So we wanted to make sure that organizations like ours and a group, there's another great organization called the Neighborhood Energy Consortium, operates out of St. Paul, that are licensed by the Department of Commerce to provide these kinds of lending participation. So we wanted to make sure we were included.
Representative Quam.
Thank you. So thank you, Mr. Bull, for letting us know that the original text was no bowl allowed. So are any of these funded by the nonprofits funded by the state through other programs, and that this would be a way of cycling funds back in?
Mr. Bull.
Madam Chair, Representative Quan, I guess one way to answer the question is we provide a lot of our funding for our financing projects. We do about $8 million a year, very small loans to residential small business entities at low rates. A lot of that financing capital comes from the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. So in that sense, yeah, I think that's a fair way.
Okay, seeing no further questions, I move the A4 amendment. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The A4 amendment is adopted. I think we have some clarity on House File 2918. We have the second engrossment, which was engrossed after the bill was in civil law. And if members would not be opposed, I would move this, of course, would be an amendment that wasn't turned in by the deadline, but I consider it to be technical. I would move to replace sections 11 through 13 with the second engrossment of House File 2918. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in Mr. Eliff? As long as Mr. Eliff's okay, I'm okay.
Could you please restate that, Madam Chair?
I would be to strike sections 11, 12, and 13 of the DE3 and replace it with the text of House File 2918, the second engrossment. With all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The most recent version of 2918 is now in the DE3. How about the A5 amendment?
For 2834.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, Madam Chair, I will claim that one.
Tell us what it does, Representative
Okay. Well, Hartine. House File 2834 is a great bill, and in terms of financing to fund energy efficiency, and I think that's very timely and helpful. But there is a bit of a challenge with commercial and multifamily rental buildings, and you know, that's been an area in which we have to do, I think, a little bit of a better job in terms of participation. And so this amendment is simply asking the Commissioner of Commerce to solicit proposals for utilities to voluntarily, and I will emphasize the word voluntarily, participate in energy efficiency programs in these commercial and residential buildings, including multifamily buildings. And so this creates an opportunity for on-bill repayment to function in rental building sector and in cases where the tenant pays the utility bill and the landlord owns the building. So that's a unique circumstance, and we want to address that barrier. I understand there's consensus that the stakeholders have agreed to this, and Will Nissen from Fresh Energy is available if the committee has questions about this.
Mr. Nissen, can you explain to us what your perspective is on this amendment? Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. My name is Will Nissen, Policy Associate at Fresh Energy. I think Representative Hornstein described the amendment well. It's a simple amendment that makes sure that on-bill repayment can work in these unique circumstances that exist in the rental sector. And I'm free to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Nissen? Is there anybody in the audience who would like to testify in favor of or opposed to the A5 amendment? Anybody from the utilities want to express whether this is an agreement? Mr. Nissen, did you work with the utilities and this is simpatico?
Madam Chair, yes. We are very grateful to utilities for working with us on this. There's a lot of back and forth, and we believe we found common ground on this language.
Would anybody like to testify in favor of or opposed to the A5 amendment? All right. Any questions from members? Representative Scott.
Thank you. To the testifier and also to the amendment's author, I noticed the word may is in here right now, and I just want to get you on record as saying that may is not going to turn to must. That's not your intention.
Representative Hornstein. Future.
That's not my intention at this time, and again, I want to emphasize that this is a voluntary program. So.
Any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A5 amendment, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, please say no. Motion prevails. The A5 amendment is adopted. We don't have any other amendments before the committee. Were there any other amendments that we should have gotten, that we should be considering? Okay. Well, considering we already heard all of these bills and passed them out of the committee, I don't have anything more to say about the bill. So if there's no questions and no discussion, I would renew my motion that House File 2834 as amended be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no.
No.
Motion prevails, and the bill is on its way to the General Register. And I think this is the last, it might be the last Energy Policy Committee hearing, but I think we might have one more on biodiesel. So stay tuned. Representative Scott.
Madam Chair, I am going to be meeting with the solar folks, and just wanted to know if we could still have that informational hearing on my the stewardship program, if possible.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I've heard a rumor that the speaker doesn't want policy chairs to have hearings after deadline. I don't believe that rumor to be true. So if I'm not going to get into trouble with the speaker for having hearings after deadline on topical issues, and if we have time, I definitely will be willing to hear anything informationally that's in the committee's interest. Representative Quam.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, you could maybe have the meeting at a place that serves coffee so that we can improve and attendance.
That might improve the timeliness of attendance. All right, seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Falk.
Madam Chair, we have to approve the minutes from March 25th.
We do. Representative Falk, would you like to move
them? I've moved them.
Representative Falk moves the minutes of March 25th. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The minutes are adopted, and we are adjourned.